Good morning. After watching tape, I feel the same way as I did last night. Are not happy with our performance as both coaches and players. Our execution was not good enough. We weren't able to accomplish the things that we had set out to in terms of our plan in order to win. Specifically, turnovers, performance in the third down in the red zone, as well as the line of scrimmage battle and up front on both sides of the ball. I know how important this team is to this region and to our fans, and we're going to keep fighting to get this thing turned around. I'll take questions now.
Chuck, what's happened in the last couple of weeks to the run defense? I mean, it was one of the things that you hang your hat on for most of the season. You've given up two huge days rushing against. What do you think's happened?
Yeah, each week it's different. There's not just one specific thing that you can put your finger on. In terms of yesterday's game, we got blocked out of our gaps at times. We misfit some of the runs. We lost contain. At times we had some guys trying to do too much. And it's definitely something that needs to get fixed. It was a key to the game, us stopping the run. We went in and committed a lot of guys in the box. And so it's something that is disappointing. And again, we need to fix.
Well, why was there so little pressure on Geno Smith?
Yeah, we actually pressured quite a bit blitzing. We weren't able to get pressure. We had a lot of one-on-ones. We didn't win. And again, that was a key to the game, the line of scrimmage and our inability to get pressure on him. We did bat a few balls down, but we didn't get enough pressure to make a difference. I didn't see it as an effort thing. I think they did a good job. It was came down to the one-on-one battles.
I think he's got two sacks in the last 11 games. From your number six pick, are you expecting more than that?
Well, I think that Barkevious is going through a lot of the things that a rookie making the transition to the NFL, as well as making a position change and transition and learning how to play that position and the multiple things that you have to do at that position, that come up. And so he's working his way through that. I think the production will come.
Did you touch on some of the substitution and timeout issues that cropped up again yesterday? But, I mean, some of those have been an issue all year. Why do you think there's still a problem with one game left?
They have. I think some of that comes with this multiple of – from an offensive standpoint, as multiple of a personnel group team that we are, those things can happen at times. And when they do, that's not an excuse and that's not acceptable. Defensively, they did the same thing. Their offense changing personnel groups a lot. We change with them to match them. And sometimes you get where some guys you have not enough or too many in, and again, that's not acceptable. It's something that we'll fix.
Have you tried a bunch of different, mechanical things on the sideline to get that corrected, whether it's putting a coach in charge of that? How have you tried to fix it?
We do. We have multiple coaches working on it. It's, in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment, being able to match, get the right people in to do the right things. The easiest thing is to not change personnel and keep the same ones in all the time, and some people do that. We try to give our guys every advantage and try to put guys in position where to put our best guys for the particular things that we're trying to do. And, we just have to do a better job of making sure those things don't happen.
After the game, Campbell used words like deflating and I pressed and I wasn't right, I'm pressing. I mean, is that healthy for the quarterback? Four and ten season, and he's still pressing out there and delivering that message. I mean, is he mentally able of playing right now?
Well, I think pressing is good to some degree. It means that guys want to do well and are doing everything they can. And I think that's sometimes is an issue when guys try to do more than their job or try to do too much. You have to, at that position, let the game come to you. And I think when Jason has been in his best rhythm and playing at his best, he's doing that.
Rob, how much of these mistakes, because the players talk over and over again about, we've got
Well, it's some of both. You know, it's something that, again, reps, continue to do it over and over again. The more guys play in a scheme, the more they understand it, the more it becomes second nature. And really it's about at the time, and we've talked a lot about having a mindset of when the game is there, when there's that time to take the game, of stepping up and making those plays. And you know, we have to do, and I have to do a better job and continue to do a job of building that mindset.
Chuck, you got a lot to work on here. What, in your mind, what is the most troubling aspect of this team right now?
Well, you know, I think that looking at the last few weeks is the fact that we've had leads. We've played well coming into games and starting games and have had good starts and started fast, and we haven't been able to maintain those leads. And, you know, each week it's for different reasons, so that's the difficult thing is to pin one thing down. When you can pin it down to one thing, you can fix it. Sometimes you fix one thing and something else pops up. As I mentioned, you look at tape and there's some good things. You know, whenever you play, there's some good things and there's some things that aren't good. And, you know, special teams played greatly yesterday, made three big plays for us. At times, there's been issues with that in some of the games that we've played. Offense has had their issues at times. Defense has had its issues at times as well. So, but overall, you know, that's the thing that we need to get better at to grow as a team. Because if we do and are able to protect those leads or score and continue to build on those leads and win those games, that's the difference.
To keep staying on that point for a second, it seems like in a lot of these games, like you said, the variables, there are different variables. But inevitably, it seems like there's always like a 5 to 7 minute stretch in the game where something happens bad, and it takes you guys like 10 minutes to get, you know, get your equilibrium back. Can you put your finger on why that happens? Is that a mental thing that, you know, one mistake turns into then the offense can't do anything, the defense goes back on the field, gives up another score, and it seems like you give up points in bunches or in spurts.
Yeah, you know, again, I think it's a combination of things as you look at it. I mean, it's about a mindset to begin with, and you know, we've talked a lot using the term the last five minutes of each half, of wanting to win the last five, and that's been a huge point of emphasis. So the guys are aware of it, they know it, they want to do well, but you have to execute as well, and you have to make plays when you have the opportunity. And from a coaching standpoint, we have to do everything we can to put them in the very best position for that, and we need improvement in all those things.
Those passes that Josh Gordon and Little dropped in the end zone there, other than just catching the ball, could something have been executed better on those plays? Or
I mean, it's a matter of, you know, catching and making the play at that particular time. There's other times where we had opportunities where a better throw or just a misconnection on some things. Obviously, we had a touchdown that would, you know, was nullified because of a penalty on a run. You know, so I think you guys saw the screen that was there to Marquise that was just out of reach for him. You know, and that looked like to be a touchdown. So, you know, there's all those things are just off, and we need to make them so they're just on. And once they're just on, then we'll have the kind of success in that area as well as other areas.
Got time for just a couple more, please.
There was a core of players here, and there just needed to be some tweaks to the roster to really get this thing going. Is this team that far away right now?
Or I missed the first part, Darryl. We said,
you know, coming into this season, there was a belief that there was a good core of players here, a foundation to build upon. And they were like this year in a lot of games and just kind of missing it. Is this team as close, or do you feel that there is still a little ways to go in that building process?
Well, we have, as I've said before, there's hope. I think that we've made strides in some areas. Certainly after yesterday's game, I'm not happy and nobody's happy with the outcome. But overall, I think that there's a group of guys and there's a core of what we're doing that's going to be the foundation of going in the future. And again, you know, I'm very confident in our future and the success that we'll have in the future. And we have a lot of work to do, and there's no doubt in that. And, you know, our record, you know, I'm not immune to what our record is. It's not good enough, and it needs to be better, and we'll improve on that.
Judge, you weren't here for the previous 5 years, so that wasn't you. But do you understand, coming since you're from here, do you understand why fans are so frustrated or angry or even perplexed by the inability to turn it around and wait this long?
I grew up as a Browns fan. I know the frustration. I understand the frustration. I've lived it. And, you know, I can only say that there's nothing more that I want than for this place to be a winner and for us to turn it around, and we'll get that done.
Is there any part of you that looks and says, I've used three quarterbacks, we're still looking for a running back, our tight end was hurt, our second receiver has not had a good year, what do people expect?
I don't think that way. I don't function that way. I've always felt like whatever situation you're in, whatever you're doing, whoever you have to figure out a way to make it work. It's a puzzle that you have to figure out how you can put that puzzle together. And obviously we haven't been able to do that this year well enough.
Last question, please.
On Devon Bess, and, you know, what can you tell us about that situation? Because there seems to be a lot of vagueness out there about what has happened. And have you spoken with him? Have you talked to him? Have you seen him?
I have reached out to him. What Devon, he's going through a family, personal matter and personal issue, and we're going to give him all the support we can through this. Beyond that, I'm not going to go into any detail. That's up to Devon to talk about.
Okay.
Last one.
Is this harder than you thought it would be, the whole process when you walked into the job?
It's not. I expected it. I understood the challenges that we had, and I know what it takes here specifically. I think that, again, I go back to the plan that we have overall as an organization to establish the type of success long-term that we want, and that would take some time to get to, and I know what I signed up for.